there, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. And this week we are talking about Elsinore, which was released back in July of 2019, developed and published by Golden Glitch Studios, and available on PC, Linux, and Mac. A little summary of the game is Elsinore is a time-looping adventure game set in the world of Shakespearean Hamlet. Elsinore combines strong social simulation elements, a dynamic story that reacts immediately to the player decisions, and a world full of diverse characters with secrets to uncover. For those listening, we always have we have introductions, and we always have an intro question so that you can kind of get a feel for our likes and dislikes and our opinions, I guess. And our intro questions always have to do with the game that we're discussing. This week, our intro question is, since there are a few places where things are hidden in the game that you have to kind of find out where they are and find them, what's one of the strangest places you've ever hidden something or had something hid from you? Starting at the top.
This is Franco. I don't know. Strange? It's a good question. Seriously, that's good.
You ever hit anything in a strange place, or?
Not really. I mean, if I told you where I hit some things, why would I?
You don't have to say what it is. You can just, like, give general, you know, just, like.
Mostly keys.
I've hid something here. Okay.
Like, spare keys. You know. Like cars and
okay.
Not currently with the way cars work these days, but
right.
Yeah, like my old truck, under the bumper kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and a set of house keys for my mountain place where I'm not gonna say where it's at.
All right, thank you. Next.
This is Madeline. I hide Christmas presents, but not in super exciting places. It's usually just like buried away at the top of a closet. But I was at a quilt crochet meeting one time with some mm-hmm. older ladies, and one of them said that she would just keep buying yarn, but then to hide it from her husband, she would like roll it up in the bolsters under like the bedding in her spare bedrooms. And she's like, if I ever die, my husband is gonna like have an aneurysm because I have yarn hidden in pillows, in shoe boxes, in that's suitcases, like wild. Everywhere.
I think that'd be the best thing about having a spouse, is just hiding stuff in crazy places. So if that ever happens, they'll just be like, "What is this?" Or I guess you could also do the same with the children. Like if you have children, you're like. Mm-hmm. I'm going to like leave my stuff to them one day and then just have fun with it.
Not tell them where it is. If yeah. they find it, have it.
Just have fun with it. Awesome. Thank you. This is Steph. I hide things really well for myself. but I've never really hidden anything from other people that I know of. I mean, I guess not even like keys or anything. Like I always just keep them on me or like put them in a drawer or something. I guess the one thing that I can think of is that like when I was younger, there was one Christmas where, and I think I've said this before on one of these, I feel like I've talked about this before on a game chat, but hopefully it was a while ago, where my parents decided to do the whole, like, like wrapping up like an empty box and then an empty box and an empty box, and inside the smallest box was a note telling me where to find, like, where to go to find something in the house. So, you know, it was like, you know, and I, for trying to be clever, like describing it, they didn't come out right out and say, like, it's in the master, you know, like, look in the master bedroom and be like, this is this and this, where, you know, where the colors in this room are, you know. And that went on until I think my gift was in the oven. And I went, I think I had to look at like 5 or 6 different places before I finally, before I got to it. That was the last time they did that. Yeah. I can't even remember like how I responded to it. If I responded favorably because I was a kid, or if I responded not favorably since they never did it again. But yeah. All right. Well, for those listening, we have a smaller group tonight. We have a couple people that's out, a couple people that didn't get around to playing the game. And then the rest of us usually, so like, we originally had this game set for 3 weeks. Some stuff came up, you know, and we were going to talk about it all tonight, which we're going to talk about what we played so far, but none of us beat the game. So, we're, you know, stuff happens. So we're still going to talk about the game, and we're just going to close out. We're not going to give a final score for it since we haven't beat it. But we're just going to talk about what we've experienced so far, what we think about it so far, and then not give it like a final score. So a little bit different than usual, but kind of wanted to still kind of chat about it because I think it deserves to be chatted about. You know, talked about. And yeah. So getting right into it, Elsinore. So first off, we'll talk about kind of like crunchy stuff, which the crunchy stuff, kind of the mechanics and stuff kind of lead into kind of what the game is about almost, or a mm-hmm. good portion of it. How did you, so the menus and stuff aside, you know, the cool things that you could do to like navigate. How did you find? Well, first off, like, what did everyone? Of course, I just thought it was just on PC and Mac. So it's not even on any consoles. How did everyone feel about kind of just like the basic movement of the game? Did it all seem to work okay for you? Did you have any hiccups?
I mean, mechanically, I played on the laptop, well, my laptop, but I used a controller, and
okay,
that seemed to, you know, to help for me at least a lot, because although not for the item selection, but there's not a lot of that, you know, picking up or looking at things.
Yeah, yeah.
But moving around, I mean, actually, I take that back. Used the controller mostly to move around, but, you know, like navigating the map and checking the timeline, I would switch off to the mouse because it just was faster that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the speed on the cursor mouse was like really not great.
So how did you? So did they not have any like button? Like, did you not? Did they not?
Yeah, you know, the main button for everything, and then backing out was like B, and they had the triggers were for what did the triggers for? Triggers definitely had a function. I forget what it was. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
I didn't try controller.
But. Yeah. For me, I always, yeah, for some reason, I just, rather than pointing and clicking for walking, especially with the staircases, I'd rather use the map than the staircase and actually try to move up and down the staircase. It was like, oh, just point here and go. Once I, you know, once I figured out the map and I had a people, and you know, you can just, you know, click on that and automatically go to that place. That helped.
Yeah.
So yeah, controls weren't horrible. The although, it was tough getting a grip on what, you know, what everything meant, like the. the notes you had in the journal, and I never hardly ever looked at the character things because they just pretty much told you what you already knew. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't too much juiciness in there. And I never, I mean, did the reset take you back to the beginning of that day or the back of
Thursday? Nope, back to the beginning to Thursday, I think.
Oh, so if you were on like Friday or Saturday and you screwed up, if you reset, you went back to Thursday.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so that's just the fact of a give up. Let's instead of
like this is spiraling out of control. We need to fix this, and I don't want to wait until
I die.
She gets killed, you know, to start over.
Okay. So yeah, I think I reset once or twice, but it was like early on a Friday, and I'm like, I wonder, or maybe it was late on a Thursday, and I'm like, I wonder if I do this.
This is already starting off. And
yeah, this is starting off horrible. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I used the reset once, and that was only because. What did I do? I did something, and I was like, yeah, just start over. Yeah. Girl, it's fine.
I didn't fast forward through time much because in this game, well, we can get into it later, but it's like. The idle time is almost like the most important time in this game.
I feel like that because I was the same. I didn't use the fast forward, but I almost feel like that would be more more helpful towards the after you get so far into it. Like after you get, you know, because at least for me, when there wasn't an event or something that I was looking out for, I was constantly running around checking out other events that I missed. You know, and I guess once you've checked out all the events, then, you know, because it takes days to it takes a few times to find it, you know, to listen to everything. And even then you're like, well, I could have kind of missed this. So I feel like maybe later on, after you've kind of heard more and you know more, you can kind of okay, I just want to go to this. Or maybe if you just have an assumption of maybe if I try this at this mm-hmm. meeting or in between, you know, this conversation between these two people, then you can just, and I just want to try that out. You can just fast forward to when that might be happening or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't use it that much either. And going off of that, since that kind of goes into the more kind of special things that you could do. So you had the fast forward through time. You could restart your day. You had the timeline where you could pull up the timeline and see when special events were happening that Orphea knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Orphelia, right? Yeah, there's an mm-hmm. L in there. Yes. That Orphelia knew about. And the other one was, oh, you had the map where you were mentioning where, yeah, you could just kind of click on a room. And also the map showed you, which I didn't realize until playing today, probably 4-5 hours in to the game, that I didn't realize that where special events were happening, it was the rooms turned purple.
Oh, I didn't even know that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So... And so even if it's something that you don't know about, if there's something, I mean, you can come across other ones more organically, but if there's something a special conversation happening or an event happening in one of the rooms mm-hmm. or in one of the areas, it'll be purple on the map.
I use that to shorthand, at least starting out, what I should be doing, because yeah. I was I could be anywhere right now. I could try and spend all 4 days in one room and see what happened.
Exactly.
And I don't want to play this game like that. So.
Exactly. No, I didn't realize it until 4 or 5 hours in. And the first, when I played it, because I played it 3 hours, 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, prepping mm-hmm. for a stopping point. But then I was like, well, you can't really, there's no, you know, it's just whatever. And then I played some more today. So there was a good chunk of time in between. And I know that that first like hour of playing the game, I was just kind of like hanging around, like just like, who do I talk to? Like, I was just talking to people. And
yeah. Like, should I just like, what can I tell this person? Okay, I'm going to tell them all the things that I could possibly tell them and see how insane they think that I am.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Well, that happens too.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how bad do you want us to, for Madeline and Chris, I guess, how bad do you want us to spoil this? Because there's a lot of...
Oh, you can, because I already, like, I posted in our Discord, I posted a video of all the endings, and I
watched
those already, so it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I think you're fine, Frank.
So I'm sure...
I feel like, are you wanting to talk about something specific?
Because I feel like y'all couldn't really talk about it without saying some things.
Yeah.
It's just... So I guess it's just the general discussion that is of the game is it's very, you almost, I don't know how many times you really have to replay the scenarios because the way things are, it's set up, this is just my general thoughts on it, is there are certain strings of things going on that you almost, if you follow a certain string, it almost takes up 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And you're committed. It's like, oh crap, I can't do anything else. I can't go see, you know, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern because I'm committed to doing this thing today.
Is that how you played? Like you followed strings of things? Yeah, I just was all over the place. I was
my first couple deaths were, I had a death that was, the first one was shocking because I'm churning along like day three just after my father died, and then all of a sudden the spy comes up and stabs me and I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
what's this?
I feel like that has to be pretty standard for the first
everybody first gets death. Yeah, it's like the Matrix, everybody falls the first time.
I remember looking at the timeline and I was looking at the timeline like as your father's death happened, and so I'm looking at the timeline and all of a sudden his face is like marked out with an X and I'm like, what does that mean? And then you find out. I'm like, oh, he died. He was killed.
Well,
okay then.
Yeah. But, and then the eventuality of learning that once you like the dinner, once you've seen that once, it pretty much doesn't change unless somebody dies. But you don't have to rush go to that dinner anymore.
Yeah.
Or like, which is odd because this is the part where things get confusing in the journal, because like by replay 4 or 5, questions will be in your journal that or third things in this particular replay didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean because you're remembering things.
Right. But still, sometimes it would let me ask. And it's like, wait, what? I shouldn't be able to ask about that because it didn't happen. Sometimes the game gets a little confused.
I feel like it has to be a very complicated system, like of like coding and stuff. And, because, you know, I had that too, but more, I noticed it more with like conversations because like in one of my plays, Hamlet was killed and
got him killed.
It was only one time for me, and I was talking to people after that, and it was like, oh, like you should, like I was talking to Quint,
Hamlet, right?
Talking to someone, and they were like, you should talk to Hamlet about that. And and she was like, yeah, like she didn't correct them, and I was like, oh, this is a problem. You know, that's
a problem. This is a little bit of a problem. Things that like, did anybody else? I one of the more funnier ways the game ended for me was I got sent away to an insane asylum.
Oh,
uh-huh.
And that didn't happen to me. I was very cautious with who I told.
Yeah, if you tell a lot of people. And I don't think it was that many. I told Hamlet, I told my father, and I told, I think, maybe Gertrude or somebody else that you know, I think somebody's out to kill me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, but after like day 2, they're like, you're nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sent me away to insane asylum. Oh my god. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have that happen, but.
I mean, the slight problem for is like, even though, I mean, we talked about it and it was like, I was still like the first, you know, couple strings or playthroughs. It was like, I was still hung up on the lore, you know, on the Hamlet lore. And I'm like, I got to stop Hamlet from doing X, you know, you know, and it's like, I'm tracing him around half the time, you know, and ignoring a lot of other things. So I think
that was my first play, my first time, like my first playthrough. I knew that that was part of it. And I was like, oh, well, Hamlet's the key. I gotta stick with Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
But like once you get into like once, it, you know, and then like I would sometimes be in rooms like when I was in the room when he. Yeah, but like even if you're in the room when they kill some, when they go to kill someone, like you can't stop them.
No, it just happens. Yeah. So it's happens. I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I was.
Go ahead.
I was going really good. I had, you know, you can get Laertes to stay, right?
Oh yeah. After the first time, I got him to stay every time.
Like the last time I just failed. I was like, where is he? It was like Thursday. And I'm like, he should be at the thing and he's not there. Why isn't he there?
So
weird things like that. And, I mean, eventually I had a really good one going where, Hamlet killed, the king and that was it.
Claudius.
Claudius. And I had him like, you know, let's get back together kind of path. Right. And things were like going well. And I'm like, it was like, finally, I've gotten through that Hamlet dies or, you know, total tragedy point in this game. Right.
Yeah.
It's like, and then I don't know what was else, you know, I'm totally ignoring like the spy line and the spy kills me. And I'm like, what do I got to do?
See, I got there. That was the one before the playthrough I'm currently on now. Is I got to like Sunday, midday.
Oh, I've never gotten to Sunday.
And, why did that one end? Oh, I think it was Sunday evening actually. And, I got to the point to where like I pursued the romance thing with Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
Which it seemed to kind of like be like, oh yeah, well, only true love, like, you know, something like when if you talk to people about Hamlet's madness, it was like only true love can help get him out of that spiral or whatever. So I was like, okay. So I started like, so I pursued that. Things like I think that was the playthrough that I resolved the whole Brit situation, like she was no longer mad at me. And then other things like Laertes was there. And then I was in the room when Hamlet killed Claudius, his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's this whole like 3-day period where Hamlet was brooding and I couldn't talk to him.
I hated that.
And so he killed Claudius. Then I talked to Hamlet finally and he was, you know, or he came to see me and asked me to like, you know, was like saying like we can roll like by you know, with you by my side, blah blah blah. Like he wasn't proposing or anything, but like you know, it was pretty much like a joint effort. And, you know, he was like, I just don't know if I can be king, blah, blah, blah. And so, Ophelia was like, oh, let me find people to give you advice. So that was my task for that day, was to get people to give Hamlet advice for ruling. So I went through all of that. That was a trip because everyone was telling him different opinions. One person said that, like, Horatio.
I got to that point too. Yeah, it was like Horatio was a loser.
Horatio was saying that Laertes was after Hamlet, was wanting to kill Hamlet, Or was winning the throne, I guess is what I mean, but that would mean killing Hamlet for the most part. But Laertes winning the throne. One of them, I feel like there was a, unless I misunderstood something, I feel like her father suggested himself. What was his name? Polonius, I think?
Polonius.
I feel like Polonius was talking to him, and then Hamlet was like, someone inside of Elsinore is after me? Who? And Polonius, I think, said himself? And yeah, because Hamlet
had a weird
like,
screen cap where Hamlet Polonius like, died, and then on the journal Polonius, it pops up that Polonius will remember this or something like that.
Well, Polonius wasn't, he didn't die in mine. He didn't die in this playthrough. He died in before, but like, I don't know. It was weird. And so anyways, you know, I got some people to talk to him. Everything was going great. And then, as you did, I kind of forgot about the whole spy storyline. I hadn't forgot about, but I just wasn't paying attention to it. I was like, I need to find people to give Hamlet advice so that way he becomes a good, like, he's on a good path. You know? Mm-hmm. And it then his mother was killed. Or whoever the queen, Gertrude was killed. And so Gertrude died mysteriously. You know, I had no idea what happened there because I don't know. Like, I didn't see it. I didn't hear anyone talk about. I mean, I'm guessing it was the spy, which you find out is Brit.
Okay. I never got to that point because... I don't know how I, you know, a lot of times through these playthroughs, you get to a point of like, how did I get here?
So I first told the guard about the two friends of Hamlet, the two women that came from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put them in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that it was Brit and they put Brit in jail. And then she mysteriously disappeared from the cell without any like announcement of a kill, of like a beheading or that they were sending her off. No idea. And then, but it wasn't addressed in the game. Like nothing was addressed like that Brit escaped. I just noticed she wasn't in the cell anymore. And then so the queen was killed, the king was killed. And then Laertes, I accidentally told him, this was before Brit was thrown into prison. I accidentally told him, bad idea, that Brit was wanting to meet up with Hamlet at nighttime sometime.
Oh, yeah, then he gets,
Laertes was out of control upset.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, like, I'm looking at my map, and I'm like, oh, there's an event over on the wall with Hamlet and Laertes. I was like, shit. So, like, I started running over there, knowing there was something I could do. But yeah, Laertes was confronting Hamlet. Hamlet was standing on the edge, like up on the precipice of the wall for some reason.
Oh god!
And Laertes just pushed him off.
Oh.
So I was like, okay.
Oh, so that's what happened. I got through one playthrough. I got once, and I thought this is the one where I thought things were going well, and then all of a sudden they have that, you know, that the town center meeting where.
Yeah.
Bernardo comes out, Hamlet is dead. I'm like, what? What happened?
So I'm looking around, I'm just like, everyone's like, it was wild because there were so many broken people that you couldn't talk to, like, for the rest of the, like, Horatio was broken, Brit was gone, the two ladies in the cells were broken, I couldn't talk to them, someone else was broken, and you know, Laertes is wanting to like he's trying to convince. So Laertes and Orphelia are trying to convince her father to leave town, but the father's like, "I my place is here." So then I think you were supposed to try to find a way to convince him that his place was not there and that people did not trust him or whatever. I don't know. So because I didn't last that much longer, but anyways,
it's such a like almost like a six-way balancing act. Where I know definitely, like, if you eventually through the playthroughs, you get to the point where you find where the key is, right? to Gertrude's.
Oh, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bedroom. Yeah. But one, and once you find it once, then you always know where it is. So you can always get it like right away on Thursday during the day.
Yes.
And once you read the diary, then you always know about the diary.
Yes.
And once you tell Hamlet about the diary, he goes batshit crazy.
Oh, see, I never told him.
Once I told him, like, I did it on a Thursday, I couldn't talk to him anymore. He was like, he wanted to kill, he went on a murder rampage. He wanted to kill everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the dinner gets skipped, right? You get to the dinner point, and he just sort of, like, blows up the dinner. Oh, no, the play. The play gets skipped. Instead of the play, he confronts the king and Gertrude. And I thought, okay, this isn't too bad, right? And then he challenges the king to a duel. I'm like, all right, this could be going good places, right? And the king kills him. I'm like, what? If I had a thousand gold pieces, I would have bet it all on Hamlet, you know, the young prince killing the older king. And I'm like, this is, then not too shortly later, the spy got me. So you it's also, like.
You also find that Horatio was in love with Hamlet.
Yes. And
because after Hamlet dies, did you find out what, Frank?
Bernardo's big secret?
I found it out this playthrough. Like, okay. Yeah. So I didn't go out into the town until this playthrough, like five playthroughs later.
Really?
Yeah. So this playthrough, like, I'm just now discovering Othello.
Othello's out there in the bar, and it's like, what's Othello doing here?
I came across Othello, and I was like, Othello?
What are you doing here?
Hey, you're not in this story.
You're not in this play.
And then, I watched the play on the thing and found out that Bernardo likes to play female parts.
At the very least, a cross-dresser, maybe.
Yeah, he was, unfortunately, I'm getting too old. And when you get a certain age, like, you either have to retire to just male parts or give up. And he was like, and I think I'm just going to give up because I like playing the female parts. And
I'm just going to guess. I don't know whatever, you know, Steph, maybe I'm guessing you got to go through this at least 10 times.
Oh, I would have, for sure.
I mean, that Bernardo stuff, that's, I found that, I'm sure you're the same way, purely by coincidence. And it only happens, I think, Thursday night.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to just happen. I was wandering through the garden one of the Thursday nights, and I'm like, where the frig is Bernardo going?
Well, so, it was after I found out about the places turning purple when you.
Oh, okay.
When you, and so, like, once I had stepped out into the town, like, that area was open on the map. And I saw it was purple, and I was like, what's happening? Because I was going to, like, every Othello event, because I was like, I think I'm going to, like, pursue Othello, you know? Right. I'm going to pursue this storyline and see where it goes. And so then I was constantly going back to the bar because there was all this stuff happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I was so sad because I missed, there was, like, a midnight, like, because, like, the first
bar time game.
I caught the guards in the card game. In the bar, once you talk to Othello a couple times, he's like, come by tonight after I close up at midnight. And so I was like, okay. I was like trying to time management, and in perfect Stephanie fashion, I failed miserably. And I was like, I can do this before. And just come back here. Like, I don't need to, like, stick around or fast forward time. I can do these other things. So I of course, went back into towards the castle and was talking to someone. I got there at the very tail end of the conversation. I didn't even hear the entire, like, I got into the bar and it literally started with, I can't, like Orphelia going, I can't, I'm sorry. And Othello going, well, you can't blame a guy for trying. And I was like, what happened?
I didn't even get a chance.
What? I didn't see nothing. So, yeah, I was quite upset. But
yeah, he gets stabbed. One of the scenarios, he gets stabbed by brigands, I guess, for, I guess they're extorting him.
Oh, I actually caught that. I actually walked into that. I mean, I didn't. They didn't kill him though in mine.
Oh no, no, yeah, they just got him in the shoulder. And of all people, what the cook?
Oh, they didn't even get him in the shoulder.
Yeah, the cook heals him up.
Oh, maybe that's a later event then. Maybe it's the same people that I caught at the beginning, like threatening him.
Yeah. So towards the end, or at least my last couple of playthroughs, it was like, okay, here's what you got to do. Thursday morning, let Hamlet know you're interested in getting back together. Then for the last two, I wasted that goddamn loot. I wasted one getting Bernardo and Hamlet to go look for the loot, only to say they find the loot and it's like, oh, if only Laertes was here. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, that's what. See, I did the same thing. The one playthrough that Laertes wasn't there.
Right. You I find the loot.
I did the loot thing. And I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, what? How am I supposed to give this to him?
Right. That shut off to you. And then I did it again. I said, all right, that was one of the times I reset. I said, let me go back. And I made sure, first thing, talk to Hamlet. I still want to hook up. Run to the docks. Tell Laertes to stay, right? And I think you got to tell him that you think you're in danger or something. And there's probably two different ways to do that, because one of the dangers is the king's going to kill me because of me wanting to marry Hamlet or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And the other one is like, I think the spy's trying to kill me. But so I don't know if both of those work. But I got Laertes to stay.
The king one does, yeah.
I got Laertes to stay. And I'm like, great. Let's go back and work on the loot. Go work on the loot. They find the loot. And then they don't give it to Laertes. That was the one playthrough. Because then Hamlet got pissed because I told him about the affair. And that was the end of Hamlet. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I worked so hard to get this loot.
So the end of the longest playthrough, the Sunday evening one, was after everyone's dead and everyone's pissed off or broken in town, and you, like, I was literally, like, standing there, I was like, I don't know what I can even do now. Like, you know, like, everyone's... and so I went... Sunday evening or sometime during Sunday, the other kingdom invades.
Oh, yeah, because I saw...
And that's the death. That's pretty much the end of everyone.
Yeah, because I saw that in I looked up one of the endings, and I'm like, I didn't even get to that part yet. I'm going to be really pissed when that happens.
Yeah.
You know, you get to Sunday night, and it still Fs up, and I'm like, oh, my God.
So that's something that, like... you know, with that knowledge, you can talk to people about it after that. Of course, I tried to bring it up to Britt when I came back, but I accidentally did that before getting her favor in the next playthrough, and so she wasn't helping me. She was like, because it was her king, it was, I think, her kingdom, like the kingdom that she was spying for.
So. Yeah, I, you know, as we talk about this, it's like more and more, it would be a little bit more enjoyable, bearable, if the reset would take you just to the beginning of that day. You know?
Maybe give you an option.
Yeah, because you lay so much groundwork for like Thursday, Friday, and it's like,
God damn it. Sometimes what went wrong is something that you started doing back on Thursday or Friday.
Yes,
you
know? True.
So
you missed an opportunity, you know, a key opportunity. Like with Hamlet, it's almost, you know, if you don't get to him early and get that relationship thing going, it's like, he's on the fast track to
doom. You can't leave him alone. You can't leave him to his own devices. You always,
And it's funny part is the one where I got him, well, I told him about the affair and he got super pissed. All right. And he gets killed by the king. And I'm like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And then Gertrude is like, super distraught. She's again one of, in that you can't talk to her.
Yeah.
She's just like gone.
Yeah.
And I follow her and she goes to the graveyard and everybody's there. It's almost like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are there. I think Horatio's there. And it's all of a sudden the king shows up. And then all of a sudden the ghost of Hamlet.
You got the ghost?
I got the ghost.
Oh, man.
The ghost shows up. And he's like taunting Claudius. And every time he goes to try to stab the ghost, he stabbed Gertrude, then he stabbed Ophelia. And I'm like, that's how I died in that one.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? And the ghost, I mean, there's a little probe thing that's, you know, prologue after that that says, the ghost says, come and see me at midnight on Thursday night.
Mm.
And so that's a whole, it opens up a whole nother string of shit.
Oh.
So, of course, with journal entries. So he's like, I go to meet him, like, okay, next playthrough. So, you know, see, that's the thing. You got to do rinse and repeat. It's like, all right, talk to Hamlet, check in with Laertes, do this, that's running around the whole place.
Did you ever find out that Quince also relives the days?
No, I didn't. Yeah. That's a mistake of mine. I didn't talk to Quince a lot.
Yeah. So Quince is kind of the reason why this is happening.
Oh, yeah, okay.
At all. Yeah. And if you don't want to keep playing to find out more, you can, the endings link that I posted goes into that a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's very like, dear God, why? Why? Why?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because today I was like, okay, I'm not gonna beat this game. Like, I'd already kind of like realized that and came to terms with it. That I wasn't going to beat it before tonight. And this was after, it was that playthrough where, like, the king died, the queen died, Hamlet died, and then I got Brit arrested. And then all of a sudden, like, it's, like, nighttime. And Quince, like, it was nighttime at the time. But, like, I was in a room, and all of a sudden a cloaked figure walks in. I was like, oh, God, are you kidding me? Now? You know? I was like, I put Brit in prison. Like, that must not have been her.
Caught the spy.
And then Quince reveals himself. And he laughs. And he was like, give this riddle of, like, pretty much saying that, yeah, he was, that he also, you know, that he's kind of gives you kind of like the, you know, that he's the reason, you know, he was like, you know, that he knew that you had been reliving days, you'd been, reliving everything and replaying it. And at first it almost seemed like he was telling me that, like, it's over now, like, it's over. But then, like, he left and she was still like, well, I guess I should talk to Quince then if I want to understand this more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. So,
yeah, I mean, jeez. Yeah. And then you talk to the ghost, and the ghost tells you Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Thursday night at midnight, the ghost tells you, you got to get my notes off of Polonius.
That's what Polonius was burning. Okay. Yep.
And the next Friday morning, I'm like, God, I made the mistake. I talked to Hamlet first. And those events must happen right at the same time, because I get done talking to the Hamlet, and I go into I run right over to Polonius's room, and he just gets done burning the documents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you son.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea
where that goes if you find those documents.
Feel when you can fast forward but not rewind.
Exactly.
I know where they are. They're in the chest in his room, I'm pretty sure. But, like, because I went in there and looked, and that's the only place that, like, things are hidden away. But I don't know. I never figured out how you got the key off of him.
Yeah, it's got to be a very small window of opportunity.
Other than him dying. I was like, maybe if he dies, I can get the key off of his dead body.
There's that period of time you have to make a decision. I forget what day it is, but he's out in the graveyard. You know, and you see him out in the graveyard, and I'm usually like half the city away from him, and it's like by the time I get over there.
I got to the graveyard. He's just talking to
his wife.
Just talking to the grave. Yeah, to his dead wife's grave.
Oh, man.
You go there, and what do you find out from that interaction? There's some key piece of information that you find out. Did you find out that, like, Elsinore's mother was sent off to, like, an asylum to die because she was sick?
You mean Ophelia's
mother? Ophelia's mother, yes.
No.
Yeah.
Because she was sick or because she was having... I may be getting her crossed to somebody else. I feel like she found out about somebody that was also having, like, having visions. Was maybe. That the other...
But, like, but she was
I don't
also,
remember if that
she
was her
also
mom.
Sick. She was also ill.
Okay.
Because they had her stuff in the plague in, like, the warehouse by the docks where they kept all the belongings of plague victims.
Oh.
So you had to get entrance into there. And I think Hamlet helped me. Got entrance into there. There was a book in there that talked about that Selena, which was the king's former lover, was alive, even though people, like, she has a grave in the courtyard. In the graveyard, I mean.
Oh.
She's actually alive. So then one of the things becomes, like, finding Selena. And I'm like, I don't know where she's at. But then, like, you talk to you go to the bar and you find out that, like, a hag comes in by that name every certain night of the week.
Wow. And the funny part, I mean, that means, you know, you have to get elite, like, part of this game is you have to get, like, three or four playthroughs through to open up the bar section because you have to find out about the card game.
Yes.
Because you can't get through there until you find out about the card game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no way nobody gets through on the first playthrough. You can't.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's just, oh, my God.
It's something that I have to play in, like, that I think that I'd have to play in, like, small chunks because...
It gets
otherwise, I get frustrated, like, you know, because I did that long playthrough and then it started over and I was just like, I felt myself getting, like, frustrated.
Yeah, I'm not up for doing this again. Yeah.
Going through. I mean, and even though, like, yes, it gives you all the information, it still feels like kind of wash, rinse, and repeat. So, yeah, it'd definitely be something that, like, I'd have to, like, maybe play through, you know, a playthrough and then, like, come back to it a couple of days later, not 2.5 weeks later, because I had no idea what was going on when I started playing today.
This game, you definitely have to have a notepad with, like, a to-do list.
Yeah.
Like, as you build up, you know, the information.
Yeah.
Throughout your playthroughs, it's like, okay, like I said, you know, item one, go to Hamlet, let's hook up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and get that done. All right, you know, and then, God, you got to get to Polonius to get the notes.
Yeah.
Then the whole stuff with making sure you keep checking in with Bernardo about the suspects and telling people to go see Bernardo. And then once you do that, then you're kind of caught because then you have to go chase that person to see what they say to each other.
And I guess, like, but once you find out that stuff, you don't really have to do it again. I mean, other than, like, the
telling
whole,
them to
like...
Go, yeah. To go
you know,
see Bernardo.
Relationship thing or whatever. Like, you don't have to, because, like, that whole thing is just so that you can hear their information for the most part. And then you give your information in the next playthrough to them, and they're just like, wait, what? How do you know this? Mm. Well, let me tell you.
Right.
I'm actually insane. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's, like, one time I tried it early on to tell Bernardo that, you know, Claudius definitely killed Hamlet, and I have proof. And it's like, the event hasn't even happened yet. And it's like, I have proof. And he goes, oh, really? I go, yes, I heard him say it. I heard him say it the next day, but I'm not telling you that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, all right, whatever.
It's a lot. There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
There's
I mean,
a lot of players. It's like a very... intricate game of chess.
Yeah, it's. I think I would be more enthused to keep going if, like we said, if you could restart a particular day. You get into Saturday, and you get all your pieces lined up, right? And it's like, okay. And you make a mistake, it's like, okay, let's go back and start Saturday over. You know, I don't have to go back to Thursday and reset all these pieces in place, you know.
Yeah.
Get people's frames of mind, because once you screw up somebody's frame of mind, they're done for the rest of the playthrough.
Yeah. It's like, it's clearly written in a massive decision tree.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be nice if you like, not even the big things, but like for some small things, or not some small things, but I guess like the major points of the tree, if you could go back and navigate that way.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, these are the things I've uncovered so far for this tree, you know, this branch or whatever, then I can go back and see where else it might take me just to that point versus having to redo the entire.
It was weird. Certain things in your journal you couldn't talk about because it would tell you that hasn't happened in this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But other things, like knowing that Claudius, you know, killed the older Hamlet, that seemed to stick. You know, it was like you could always ask about that once you know.
I'm assuming because like that those things made a difference. You know what I mean? Like the other things probably didn't. If you told them or not, like, it probably didn't make a difference. You know what I mean? But, like, the way that they wrote the game, it's like, you're supposed to say that, you know, maybe say that to someone at some point early on, even before it happens. So that way they can maybe be prepared or whatever.
Yeah. And I think there's definitely some trap things in the journal that set people down the wrong path. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. Yeah.
In the interest of exploring all options.
Right. Especially with Polonius and I haven't explored all the stuff with Gertrude. God, there's a whole, you know, I haven't done a lot with her. So it's like, or Horatio. Horatio is like, I don't know. He's just like, I don't know. Maybe I haven't pushed the right buttons for Horatio, but he's like almost like totally disinterested in what's going on, it seems to me.
Well,
at least through my playthroughs.
He's there for Hamlet. That's the only. That's, I would say, probably his only loyalty is to Hamlet.
Yeah, I was getting that vibe too when. About. I never had it confirmed, about Horatio and Hamlet. You know, Horatio having a crush on Hamlet. But I never sort of was able to firm that up.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like.
Well, yeah, I was thinking.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Frank.
No, I was just. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, like, I would, you know, because I figured out, you know, I found out about the guard captain. What's his name again?
Bernardo.
Bernardo. Yeah. I found out about Bernardo this current playthrough, and I was like, oh, like immediately, I was like, 'cause I already knew about Horatio, and I was like, I need to like. See if I can, but I didn't get a chance to. I need to like talk to Horatio and be like, well, not like to set them up, but just so because like Bernardo was like, I don't have anyone that I can talk to about this. Because you tell, you know, because like, or because Ophelia's like, you know, you should at least tell, because he said the king knew about it, but you know, if you experienced that, he said the king knew about it because he, this was during like, yeah, I guess.
Or maybe he's just assuming.
Maybe I misread it. I thought that he was just saying that the king just like didn't say anything out of fear of like response.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he said the king knew about it, but Ophelia was saying, well, you should tell Hamlet at least. And I think, and her brother. But he was like, they wouldn't understand. There's really no one I can talk to about it. And I was like, you can talk to Horatio about it. So I was like, I need to talk to Horatio and see if, like, he can, like, chat with him.
Something out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is an ending where the two of them end up together.
What, Bernardo don't remember, and Horatio?
Yes. I don't remember exactly how...
How to turn the tumblers on.
How that goes. Like, what all else happens as well. But
yeah,
the two of them end up together.
It's funny, because I definitely, during some of the, like, the loot stuff, got the vibe that, you know, Hamlet and Bernardo had a bromance going.
They all kind of, like, didn't they grow up together?
All hanging out together as kids, yeah.
So sometimes you fall in love with your childhood best friend.
It happens. So I don't know. Maybe I'll go back, but this is one of these. I probably won't delete it. Maybe if I, you know, in a week or two, I'll get the itch and say, okay, get a pencil.
Don't wait too long, Frank. Frank, do not wait too long because you will not remember, especially if you're in the middle of a play.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well just like restart the day if you go back and play it in like 2 weeks, because like today I went back and it had been like 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And I was like, I don't know what what's happening here.
Right.
But yeah, I think it was fairly early on, though. It was like end of day Thursday, I think. So, but I was still just like dazed and confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those endings, like I watched through the video, like I just scrubbed through it because I was like, I don't want like everything spoiled. But, you know, and I'm okay with you're here, but like here in this chat, I mean. But those endings are wild. Like, I was like,
how do you get here? Right.
Yeah. How do you get here? I saw some of
the written description. How the hell do you get here?
Yeah. Like
I saw Ophelia and the whole family just leaves.
Yep. They,
I was close to that one, I think. Yeah. Because that's the whole thing with that. That's what I was trying to figure out, like how to convince her father that like he didn't need to stay there. Because it was just the three of them. And, like, you know, the royal family was dead. But, yeah.
You can leave with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern and be a drunken reveler on the road.
One that one was. Okay.
You can leave with Othello and go to... wherever Othello's actual story takes place in, and then he ends up leaving you for his wife in the Othello play. I don't remember.
I forget what his wife's name was. In that. Okay.
You find out that, you know, it's Quince who's kind of doing all this to you or going along with you in all these different versions, and he remembers everything from all the different versions. And you can, like, this little black book that he has that has all the different options or endings in it, you can burn it and be like, you know what, I'm never going to choose any of these, like, endings. You're just, like, basically everything that you're doing is cruel, and so I'm going to never choose an option to have an ending, and we just continue to loop and loop and loop, because it... if I am stuck here, you are also stuck here with me.
Wow.
Yeah, which is like the ultimate F you.
Yeah.
And then, or you can say, basically you realize the more meta ending, which massive spoilers, you realize that all this is, you know, all but actors on a stage or whatever, and that these are all people are more puppets, and you can poke and prod and make them do different things, but you would rather just continue to poke and prod and poke and prod. And he's like, all right, well, now that you've you know, figured out everything else here that there is to do, let's would you like to come with me to other worlds and do this again?
Oh,
hey.
And so you can travel. So it's basically like Ophelia has realized that she's inside a video game and wants to go to other video games to to make them, you know, so.
Yeah. Wow. Wild. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then wasn't there one where she like kills everyone? Like she just. Goes or like
gets everyone
Ophelia killed. Kills? Oh, well, getting everyone killed, that's not tough to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
there's the like the classic ending from the
actual play. The
play, yeah. Uh-huh, where she kills herself. There's one where she ends up like they somehow they make a deal with the King of Denmark.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Or
not the King of Denmark, the other king that's warring with Denmark.
Yeah.
And then he takes over, but then she somehow like ends up falling in love with his brother Ferdinand, and
okay,
they get married. And
oh my god, that's
There's 13 different endings.
Oh my lord,
that blew my mind when I was going through. Like, I opened up that video of yours. Like, this is for this listening. It's just a video you find on YouTube. I think it was. Oh yeah, the user is like what 2442MTS. Anyways, I was like, okay, like I just figured like maybe three endings. So I opened up the video and it's like an hour long. And you know, it has the different time marks for the different endings. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like I was impressed. I was impressed that, like, there were so many different possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to, like, you know, I didn't listen to all of them or any one of them fully, but, like, the bits and pieces I did pick up, I was like, this is actually kind of, like, I mean, the game in itself isn't, it's, which I guess it almost has to be given, like, the material or, you know, it should be, but, like, it's not badly, you know, it's pretty well written. As far as like responses and reactions to things, and these ending scenes for these different endings were like very interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
Because Hamlet is frustratingly Hamlet, you know, he's moody, he's depressed. He's such all the an time.
Emo boy.
Yeah, and it's like shit, you know, you don't want to slap him. Shake him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many. Whenever you put them in their modern day clothes in the settings, he wears eyeliner and a black hoodie and is like all slumped over all the time.
Is that in the options?
How do you do
It's in the settings in the main menu.
I didn't see that.
It only changes Hamlet and Ophelia.
Oh, the rest
and
of
the king and the queen, like the main staff, the main cast only get changed to modern day. So it was really weird. Cause I'm like, I'm gonna t-shirt and jeans and I'm talking to the guard who is very clearly in plate armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mostly because most of the time I was in chase mode. But anybody try to talk to the dogs and the cats?
I petted them. I petted one dog.
Okay. I didn't even know if you could or couldn't.
A couple of the dogs. I don't think I ever talked to them. I think like I tried to interact with the cat and a dog who were in like the garden area, and she just kind of was like, oh, like the dog was like had been adopted by the guards. And I don't remember what she said about the cat because that was 3 weeks ago, but yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I was kind of when I clicked on the dog and I was like, hopefully I don't have to be following this dog around to like different things. Like, is this dog going to like, you know, turn into Lassie and be like, I just have to follow it to different things. But that wasn't the case, which I was kind of glad for. It's like, I don't want to do that. No thanks. Did we miss anything that y'all would like to talk about with Elsinore? Or
I'm just trying to think of any crazy other character interactions besides like Othello. So the whole thing with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern was all a red herring, right? It's like all they were doing was working off a card game dead, right? Pretty much.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's like how many playthroughs did I waste chasing them around?
Yes, I didn't really bother them that much, but yeah.
In the original play, they were a big deal. Like,
right.
Originally, they would have killed Hamlet. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, aha, obviously you are in this trouble. Is it. Yeah, but no.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I go ahead, Frank.
There's a decent number of those. Like, just some of it has useful information, but some of it is like Irma was like, that's, I don't think, does anything useful come out of Irma, the cook? It's like, I followed her around for a while and it's like, nothing's going on here. Yeah.
That was all, I mean, I didn't play that long. That was all I got out of her was the key.
I had her give Hamlin advice actually on being a king.
Oh.
Which I was worried because like she came into it and she was like very cocky, very Irma-like. And then she gave him, I mean, her advice was a little not cryptic, it's the wrong word, but it was very kind of like vague and very like general, but Hamlet seemed to appreciate it. He was like, I'll have to talk to you more often about these things. And I was like, oh man, okay, well, good to hear, I guess. And then I had, let's see, I had Irma, Polonius. I did have the guard captain lined up to talk to him, but I think that he died before that happened. And then I had, who was the guard at the Queen's Chambers all the time?
Oh, the old man. The older guy. Marcellus?
Marcello, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah,
Marcello. I had him give Hamlet advice, which was actually factual advice because it turned out to be true. He said that, you know, that because they were all just kind of like your enemies, you know, you should be cautious of people within Elsinore, you know, or outside of Elsinore. And he was like, he was the only one that I had talked to and that was like, your enemies lie, you know, outside of Elsinore, which actually, well, the true answer is probably both inside and outside Elsinore.
Yes.
But it was like the people, you know, this kingdom's going to invade and blah, blah, blah. And Ophelia was kind of upset, you know, kind of like disgusted afterwards. It's like, well, that wasn't helpful. Because it kind of like, you know, Hamlet left all of them just kind of being like, well, I'll think about what you said. And I was like, oh no. Because it sounded like that he was like, you know, because, you know, Marcella was trying to get him to like start war with this country. And Hamlet was like, I'll think about that. And I was like, oh no.
Don't think about it. No.
We need to discuss. And I was like, wait a minute, is it the last person that talks to him? Like, hopefully he'll ask for my advice later. I'm like, yeah, it was interesting. But he didn't live long enough to see that. So, and I thought for sure, I didn't really, well, because this, you know, that was like the longest playthrough was actually the one that I came back to today. And so I was like surprised. That's why I was so like shocked, gobsmacked that like it went on for as long as it did. Cause I spent a good like half of a day trying to figure out what I was doing. And, yeah. And I thought for sure, because I hadn't quite picked up that, like, it's only if you die that everything starts over. And I got to, you know, after, like, Hamlet died, I was like, okay, that's going to be it. That's it. It's going to start me over. And it just kept going. And I was like, okay. Oh. All right. Well, here we go.
Let's see where this goes. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, a couple times. It's like, yeah, either Hamlet or Polonius dies. That was another big, early on, one of my big goals. Oh, yeah? Was, like, keep Polonius from dying. And it's like, all right, well, let's just see where we go here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, the one I was really close is where, you know, Hamlet kills Claudius. And we're going on this, and we're like where you said, the advice path.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I screwed. Maybe it was on the spy thing. I didn't pursue the spy thing after that. And that's, you know, the spy got me like a day later.
Oh, no. Yeah, because, like, the day that, like, he was doing the interviews was the day that, like, the morning that I accidentally told her brother about Brit and Hamlet. or Britt wanting to, like, kind of, like, talk to Hamlet in the middle of the night. A hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And, so then Laertes, that whole day was the day that, like, that Hamlet was meeting with people. Laertes was upset about them getting married, about, you know, because I told him that, and he's immediately, like, they're going to get married. Like, they're going to get set up. They're going to get, you know, engaged to one another. And that also was the day that I put Britt into, that I got, had Britt arrested because I found out that she was the spy.
Mm.
Must have barely missed being killed by her. And then Laertes goes to talk to her in prison, which I was able to catch. And she's like, you know, well, I had no choice. Like, she, you know, she was saying that, like, her country was kind of like hinting that her country was forcing her, which, yeah, they probably were. And, you know, and she was like, you know, I didn't want to. She was like, I only found out days ago that it was your sister that was my target, which I don't really understand. I'm not really understanding why at this moment, but,
right.
You know, that your sister was my target. And, you know, I didn't want to kill her, but Laertes is like, you would kill my sister? Like, after saying that you loved me?
Right.
And she was like, well.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean. Laertes was pissed.
Oh, man.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like that we've covered quite a bit of the game. I definitely want to kind of go back to it, I think, at some point. You know, I don't know. I say that, but then, like, it's not going to be in the next couple of, but I guess I could just start it over because, yeah, I mean, not start over the entire game, but just make sure that I start at the beginning of the week on Thursday. But. Yeah, it's definitely good. Definitely enjoyed it so far. Other than, again, like, it's something that I would play in small chunks because otherwise getting to a certain point and having to start all the way over at the beginning just kind of, like,
yeah,
kind of kills your spirits a bit. And
so apparently I was reading in the comments on the endings video that I posted, and apparently used to, whenever you got an ending where you died after, like, the first initial, like, tutorial death, then you had to, like, replay the whole thing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa! It
didn't just, like, wake you up after. Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
I would not have. Nope.
Rage quit, like, maybe after the third time.
Yep.
You can definitely see why they would change that, man. That's wild.
Well, maybe it's an evolution. Maybe now the next update, they'll be like, oh, you can just restart that day.
Through the tree. Even that would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this game won, I know, some, like, what, BAFTA award, I think?
I think so.
I was trying to find accolades, nominated for excellence in design and excellence in narrative at the IGF Awards. Best original choral composition, best original song. Yeah, the music was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't have it listed on here. But anyways, yeah, all right. Well, I think that's about it for Elsinore. Thank y'all for playing. Again, for those listening, we're not gonna give it a final score since we didn't finish the game, so it's only fair. Our next game that we'll be starting playing and playing for the next 7 weeks is Spiritfarer.
Yeah, I saw that on the calendar. I'm like, what? 7 weeks? Yes.
Look, I only put in here what everyone voted for, and everyone voted for these long butt games that take years
that Madeline nominated. I'm sorry.
But
I'm
I will say that, like, Disco Elysium was wonderful, was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
So it was definitely worth it. So Spiritfarer, I've played a couple of hours so far, and I think it might be another worth it one. So
I think I'm about halfway through, and it's like, oh, it's so good. Yeah. I cry.
Yeah.
I cry all the time in this game.
Yeah.
Good Chris.
Yeah, Spiritfarer was released back in August of 2020, so just a year ago. Actually, yeah, pretty much a year ago. Developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games, available on Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. Little summary of the game is Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As fairy master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world, care for your spirit friends, and guide them across mystical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? At first I played the first hour yesterday, and I was like, okay, like, this seems like a stopping point game. And then I played the second hour today, and I was like, okay, this is a little more, you know, I mean, you have tasks that you can do, but it's not like an extremely set course. Like, you can just sit there and fish for 3 hours if you want to.
If you want, yeah, you can.
If you really want to, or just go and catch some jellies or open some boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do this one kind of like we did Disco Elysium, I think, and just do like 3 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, play about 3 hours in. And we will discuss next week.
They do level gate some stuff, what you can get to on the map.
But
you have to get to certain stuff by, like, talking to the shipwright and, like, paying the stuff. So technically you could play, like, 12 hours and decide, yeah, I'm going to go and upgrade the next thing.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Looking forward to it. Very... So far, as I played a couple of hours and chill so far, and enjoying it definitely. And plus, like, it's all like freaking like 2D like animation, which I just love it so much.
Very Ghibli.
So much. Okay, so if you want more Game Chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for our past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us over on Twitter at @the_game_chat or follow us over on Facebook under Game Chat. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for our current game, and we might just read it on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or email us adorable pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're chatting about Spiritfarer. So until then, thanks for listening, and I'll chat you later. Bye.
Bye.